Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. In the fall of the year, Jesus left Galilee and went up to Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus taught the people in the temple area. As Jesus left the temple one time, he healed a man who had been born blind. Jesus healed him on the Sabbath day. The religious leaders wanted to kill Jesus. Jesus taught the people that he is the good shepherd. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." John chapter 10, verse 11. Let us read together now, beginning at John chapter 10, verse 19. Please listen carefully. "Therefore there was a division again among the Jews because of these sayings. And many of them said, 'He has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him?' Others said, 'These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?' Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, 'How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.' Jesus answered them, 'I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.' Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, 'Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?' The Jews answered him, saying, 'For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God.' Jesus answered them, 'Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming? Because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand. And he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was baptizing at first, and there he stayed. Then many came to him and said, 'John performed no sign, but all the things that John spoke about this man were true.' And many believed in him there." John chapter 10, verses 19 through verse 42. The religious leaders asked Jesus, "If you are Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus knew that they wanted to kill him. So Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe." John chapter 10, verse 25. Then Jesus gave them the proof that he is the Messiah, his miraculous works. Jesus had told them that he is Messiah in, for example, John chapter 5, verse 46. "For if you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote about me." John chapter 5, verse 46. Yes, Jesus fulfilled what Moses wrote about the prophet, the Messiah, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 18. Jesus gave them the proof that he is indeed Messiah, his works, his miracles. Jesus had healed people in Jerusalem. The religious leaders knew this for certain because they accused him of breaking the Sabbath by healing people on the Sabbath. By their accusation, they themselves bore witness to the fact that Jesus had indeed healed people on the Sabbath, even a man born blind. This is historical proof to you. The religious leaders were so angry that they wanted to kill him, which they eventually did, as you know. Jesus did not break the Sabbath by healing on the Sabbath. It was lawful for him to heal on the Sabbath. But they thought he broke the Sabbath by healing on the Sabbath, according to their traditions. Yes, Jesus healed people, which should cause you to believe in him, to accept him for whom he claimed to be, the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus said, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." John chapter 5, verse 36. Yes, you can be free from sin and guilt. The Son of God can make you free. The religious leaders were in unbelief. Their unbelief was the cause of why they were not Messiah's sheep. Failure to be Christ's sheep was not the cause, but the evidence of their unbelief. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." John chapter 10, verse 27. If you would be a sheep of Messiah, the Good Shepherd, you need to hear his voice, and you need to follow him. Will you hear Messiah Jesus? Will you obey him? Will you follow him? You can go your own willful, sinful way that leads to eternal punishment in hell. Or you can follow Jesus Messiah. His way leads to eternal life. Surely you want to have eternal life. Listen to what Jesus said. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. Yes, you can hear the voice of Jesus. You can obey him. You can follow Messiah. If you do, he will give you eternal life. If you obey and follow him, you shall never perish. No one or nothing or anything will be able to take you away from God. Of course, if you stop hearing his voice, stop obeying Messiah, if you stop following him, you will be a sheep that has gone astray and is lost. But you can obey and follow the Good Shepherd all the days of your life, and you will be welcomed into the heavenly New Jerusalem. Would you have eternal life? Then hear and follow the Good Shepherd, Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. When Jesus proclaimed, "I and my Father are one," then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. John chapter 10, verses 30 and 31. Why did they do that? Because they understood what Jesus had said. Yes, the Son of God and the Father are one. They are two persons, but they are one. There is one God, but a composite oneness made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, Messiah is deity. He is the Son of God. He is the Word. Listen to John chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John chapter 1, verse 1. Jesus proclaimed, "I and my Father are one." Will you believe him? Will you hear his voice? Will you follow him? The religious leaders took up stones again to kill him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" John chapter 10, verse 32. Again, Jesus confronted them with the proof that they had seen the miracles that he had done right in Jerusalem. They ignored the proof that they had witnessed. The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God." John chapter 10, verse 32. How tragic for the religious leaders that they rejected the truth, that they rejected the deity of Messiah. They should have known from the second psalm that Messiah is the Son of God, is deity. Listen to what Jesus told them. "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." John chapter 10, verses 37 and 38. Yes, you can know and believe that the Father is in Jesus and Jesus is in the Father. Jesus and the Father are one. If you believe in Jesus Messiah, the Son of God, then you need to turn away from sin. Repent. You need to follow the Lord Jesus. Obey him the rest of your life. Follow the Good Shepherd who gave his life for his sheep. His blood was given for the remission of our sins. He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus Messiah rose the third day according to the Scriptures. This is the good news for you. You also, though, need to die to sin, to be buried in water with Jesus in baptism into death, a separation from sin, baptized into his death. Then you will be raised up to walk in newness of life, eternal life. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Faith in Jesus must come before baptism. Infant baptism is not valid, it's not good, it's not right. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Faith must come first. Listen to John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. We read in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts chapter 22, verse 16. "Then you will be a sheep of the Good Shepherd in his one fold, his congregation, his church." Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." John chapter 10, verse 27. Amen. Please write to me. I would like to know about you. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.